Alvin Quest by Anil Gupta and Richard Pinto.
And so it came to pass at the end of the third age of the Elven princes, called the Golden Time by the people of Lower Earth, who lacked the imagination to call it something more original, that the questers did hear tell of a man who knew where layeth the great sword of Asnagar, which held the power of ages within it. And that man was in a pub.
Right, my fellow questers. This is the tavern wherein we may find the sword of Asnagar. It looks like a dangerous sort of place, so keep your hands on your weapons.
My hand is always on my weapon, Lord Vidar.
Well said, noble dwarf.
I can't believe we're finally going to get this bloody sword.
Sam, could you turn your language down a bit?
We're in a pub. Who's going to notice?
We'll notice, Sam. One must maintain certain standards of behaviour.
Right, sorry.
She's got you on a short lead.
What?
It's an expression. I tend to use dog-related ones more than most. Being a dog.
I'm not on a short lead, Amos. I do whatever I bloody want.
Sam.
Sorry.
She's a chaste warrior princess, Sam. You won't get much change out of her. It's like that labradoodle from number 57 I had my eye on. Never got anywhere.
How do we find out who's got the sword?
Let's ask at the bar, but we don't want to attract attention. So, well, I was going to say act normal, but for some of you, I'm afraid that ship has already sailed.
Well, this is exciting, isn't it? I'm really excited. Really, 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 really excited. Oh, actually, I need a wee.
Yeah. It's through there and wash your hands after. Now, remember, just act casual, blend in. Got it?
Got it.
Sure?
I think so.
Can I help you folks?
Hail, innkeep! I am Peter, Thane of Scanacy.
We'll just have 4 pints of ale, please.
All right. Anything else?
We seek the sword...
And some crisps, thank you very much.
Right, hang on. You, little fella, how old are you?
328.
That's what they all say.
He's a dwarf.
Oh, sorry. Didn't see the beard. 4 pints of ale, you say?
Yes, and some form of fruit-based beverage.
For the lady?
No, for me.
All right. Anything else?
I don't suppose you know where we might find the Sword of Asnagar.
What's that? Some kind of cocktail, is it?
No, it's a sword.
Oh, right. Where is that from?
Asnagar.
How are you spelling that?
A.
E.
No, A.
Oh, right.
S.
F.
No, S.
Oh, S.
N.
M.
N. N.
Nah, it's no good. I'm going to have to go and get a pencil.
Sure this man can help us find the sword. He seems like a complete idiot.
Really? Seems like a perfectly nice chap to me.
Ah, the brotherhood of the terminally thick. Still, at least I might get a pint out of it.
Have faith, fellow questers. The sword is close. I can sense it. Soon our quest will be at an end. Then will I journey to the enchanted elf gardens of Eltinor to rest.
They say the elven maids of Eltinor are the fairest in all Lower Earth.
Oh, how'd you know that?
I just read it on the toilet wall.
It also says they do it doggy style, whatever that is.
Well, let us hope you are right, Lord Vidar, for the fate of all Lower Earth depends on it.
Right, here we go. Sword of Asnagar, you say, eh? Turns out, it's round the back.
Ah, last. 5 minutes to myself.
Anyone there?
Just a minute.
Oh, I'm so sorry, oh horridest of horrid ones. I'll come back later.
No, don't worry, Creech. Come on in. I was just dropping these huge stones down the all-seeing well of foresight.
I see.
Yes, I find the well works better if you disturb the waters first.
Have you seen anything interesting, Lord?
No, not really, no. The usual stuff. People going on long journeys, meeting tall, handsome strangers. Oh, wait a minute, what's this?
What?
It's the questers.
Oh, not them again.
Yeah, it looks like they're in some kind of tavern.
What are they doing there, do you think?
Well, I don't know, but they're up to something.
Hey, maybe they're buying a few drinks.
I meant something more portentous.
Maybe they're buying some savoury snacks.
I think they're about to retrieve the Sword of Asnagar.
But that will mean an end to your corporeal existence and countless millennia cast into the eternal void.
Yes,
Annoying, isn't it?
Yes! What are we going to do?
Don't panic, Reese. Don't panic. We're not finished yet.
Oh, phew.
It's one thing to possess the sword. It is quite another to control its power.
Is it?
Yes. Remember that with such absolute power comes temptation and the lure of the dark side.
Of course. I always forget the lure of the dark side.
Once the power of the sword begins to work its magic on them, they will fall under the spell of temptation. That's how I went bad, you know.
Yeah. Hey, it's a bit like that other Dark Lord, isn't it? With his ring of power, isn't it?
It's a bit like a ring of power, Creech, yes. But I thought of the sword thing first. Mm. Then everyone started copying me with the ring.
Yeah, sword's more original.
Yes, anyway, once they succumb to the lure of the dark side, they will bring the ring, the sword to me. Then I, alone, will wield supreme power over all of Lower Earth.
Excellent, Lord. Yes. But how can we be sure that they will give in to temptation?
Oh, don't worry about that, Creech. I have a plan in mind.
I can't wait. Ooh.
That better have been a stone.
Here we go. It's in here. But beware. All who wield the sword are tempted by its power.
Like a ring of power.
Well, it's a bit like that, yeah.
Fear not, innkeeper. Lord Vidar is the bravest and noblest and cleverest, the bravest and noblest of all warriors in Lower Earth. He will not be tempted into the ways of evil.
Nor would I ever consider battling for the other side.
That's right. We're all jolly good eggs. We're not the kind of chaps to go swanning over to the dark side willy-nilly.
And I am a warrior princess. I will never give in to temptation.
Told you, Sam.
So we are agreed. The only danger could be if Sam holds the sword.
What?
Well, you are neither elf nor dwarf nor warrior princess.
What about Amos?
He is the chosen one.
Plus, I'm a dog. We're always totally honest with everyone.
Very well, then. Here it is. The sword of Asnagar.
Here, innkeeper, hand it to me. I am the noblest of all elven princes. Goodness runs through my veins, and my heart is as pure as driven snow. You may entrust the future of the world to my safekeeping.
All right, then.
At last, I have it in my grasp!
Oh, gosh, what happened there?
The power of the sword tempted you to evil.
Let me try, Lord Vidar. My will is strong and my loyalty unflinching.
Now you're all in my power!
By my auntie's merkin, it has a power like nothing I've ever known.
It seems anyone who touches it gives in to the most evil urges.
Yeah, maybe you should give it a go.
You take it, Amos. You are the chosen one. You will never give in to its power.
Oh, it's ever so heavy, isn't it?
Do you feel evil urges?
No.
Oh, thank the gods.
Oh, hang on.
I shall kill you all and lay waste to all creation!
Not really.
Sorry, Sam, you should have seen your face.
Then Amos truly is the chosen one, and we have delivered unto him the sword of Asnagar. So our quest is at an end.
So what happens now, then?
That's a very good question.
Now all the forces of good shall unite under the Chosen One's banner and do battle with the Lord Darkness to banish evil from the land forever.
Oh, yes, that's it.
But first, we must light the beacon atop of yon hill to let everyone know the sword is in our hands.
Oh, very good point, Dean. One of our number should go and light the beacon, whilst the others stay here and guard the sword.
Let me go, Lord Vidar. I shall light the beacon, then perform the Amazonian Dance of Triumph, naked in the moonlight until the dawn breaks.
And I'll go with you.
As you wish.
Seriously, Sam, give it up.
Look, Creech. Look into the waters of the well. There they are, locked in a room with the sword of Asnagar. The Chosen One sleeps while the Lord Vidar and the dwarf keep watch. This is our chance.
Yes! To do what?
To get one of them to pick up the sword and give in to the temptation of the dark side.
Oh, yes.
I do wish you'd keep up.
I'm sorry, Lord. So, how will we get them to pick up the sword?
Creech. Creech. Can you hear me, Creech?
Did you hear that, Lord?
What?
That strange disembodied voice calling my name.
No.
Oh.
Creech, Creech, you must do as I say. Now pick up one of those big stones and bash yourself over the head with it.
I must do as you say. Oh, Creech.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry, Lord. I don't know what's come over me. This strange voice told me to do it.
You mean this voice? Creech, Creech.
There it is again. Oh, it was you all the time.
Yes.
Oh, but I never saw your lips moving.
Yeah, good, isn't it, eh? B's and P's are a bit tricky, but otherwise...
You can make it come from anywhere you want.
Exactly. Now, watch this.
Dean, are you awake?
Aye, my Lord Vida.
The Chosen One sleeps well, does he not?
He's a wee bit twitchy, but aye, Lord, he does.
And the sword is safe?
Right here, Mama said.
Good, good. You know, I keep thinking about when I held the sword for a moment back there.
Aye, me too.
Made you feel powerful, didn't it?
Aye.
Almost like you could rule the world.
If you wielded the sword along with Lord Darkness, Lord Vida, you could rule the world.
Was that you, Dean?
No, it is I, the voice of the sword.
Oh, crumbs.
Think what you could do if you had such power.
Yeah, that would be amazing. I would so change loads of things.
Aye, me too. Tables would be a heck of a lot lower for starters.
Shoelaces would be a lot less difficult to tie up.
You could do away with shoelaces altogether. Have some other kind of fastening.
Give me the sword, Dean. I must hold it immediately.
Aye, me too. I want to feel its powerful shaft in my hand.
What's going on?
Dean and I have decided to give in to temptation and go over to the dark side.
Will you join us, Chosen One? Bearing in mind that if you don't, I will have to kill you.
Will there be biscuits?
So, you never told me about this naked dance ceremony.
Oh, it's very dull. I didn't think you'd be interested.
No. I'm always interested in ancient rites. I might even join in, if that's all right.
Once the beacon's lit, you can do whatever you like. Most people tend to go a bit wild, let their hair down.
Yeah, right on. Should be good, giving it large and all that, eh? A few shimmies, bit of the old white man's overbite.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I was thinking after it's all over. I mean, once good has established its rule over evil and peace reigns over the land like a calming breeze, maybe you and I should hook up.
Let's just keep focused on the task at hand, shall we?
What, the task being the naked dancing?
Exactly.
Okay.
Right, now, here is the beacon. The ceremony begins with me disrobing entirely and covering myself in nut oil. I have bought the oil. All I need now is someone to rub it in.
Well, I could probably do that. I bring news.
Oh, for goodness sake. A message from the innkeeper. The elf and the dwarf have succumbed to the forces of evil and are taking the sword to Lord Darkness.
Sam, come on.
Where are we going?
We're going to rescue them.
No, what about the dancing and the oil?
Come on, we must away.
Oh, sure, when it's something you want to do.
Enter.
Hello.
Well, well. To what do we owe this honour?
Just thought we'd pop round to say hi, Lord Darkness.
Don't worry, we're not here to fight.
What's that? Not here to fight? Can this be true, Lord Vida?
Yes, it is true, actually. You see, we've got the Sword of Asnagar.
Have you? How splendid.
Yes, we thought we'd quite like to use it to rule the world.
As a sort of evil triumvirate.
A bit like a triumvirate, yes, except there'd be three of us.
Just Vidar, me, and you, Lord Darkness.
Oh, yes, sorry, five of us.
Well, yes, this is good news.
You've decided it's more fun being evil than being good.
Yes, the devil does have all the best tunes.
Can I take your coat?
Oh, thank you, cringing wretch.
Pleasure.
A very nice place you've got.
Thank you.
I see myself getting used to this.
Me too. Look at that gold-plated tops. You don't get that being good, eh, Lord Vida?
No, you certainly don't.
Well, don't get too used to it. You won't be staying long.
Now, creature, attend to our guest's needs. Come on.
Ooh, I don't like the look of him.
Why, he's a bit miserable, isn't he?
Stupid.
Yes, he is stupid, isn't he? I'm going to enjoy having proper guys round to chat with. You know, it's just been me and old Creechy for ages now.
3,000 years, I think it is now, Lord.
Yes, and it doesn't seem like a day over 2,999.
Oh, good one, Lord.
Thank you, man.
You're much more fun than I expected an evil necromancer to be.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm a pretty fun guy when I let my hair down. you know. Now then, you must be hungry. Come, let's have some food.
Oh, yes!
Aye, and talk about how powerful we'll be.
And have some food!
And sing lusty songs of conquest!
And food!
Don't you think we should be planning the reign of evil, oh great one? There's a lot of admin to think about.
Well, that doesn't sound much fun.
No, I hate admin.
Yes, admin, boo.
Yes, come on, Creech. Stop bringing my new friends down, will you? Why don't you just make yourself scarce? We don't need you hanging around anymore.
Right. Right, well, I'll just go then, shall I?
Yep.
Okay.
Cheer up.
Right, I'll be off then.
See ya.
Shall I shut the door?
Not fast.
Ta-ta.
Ah, that's better.
You said you knew the way to Lord Darkness's castle.
I do. The innkeeper gave very explicit directions. Second on the right, straight on till darkness. Oh, hang on, was it left?
Why didn't you write them down?
Because they're easy to remember.
Then why are we lost?
We're not lost.
Ask somebody the way.
I don't need to ask anybody.
You're too embarrassed to ask
anybody. I'm not. Anyway, there's no one to ask.
Who dares? Out on my mountain lair!
Here you go, a mountain troll. Ask him.
You will pay for your insolence with your lives!
Go on.
I don't need to ask him. I know exactly where we are.
Since I gorged myself on human flesh!
Why did I ever let you take the directions?
So you could moan at me every time we came to a crossroads?
Hello? Is anyone listening to me?
You know what I think? I think you don't want to get there. I think you're sulking because you didn't get to go with the boys.
I'm not sulking.
You'd rather be out with them being evil than saving the world with me.
That's
Am
just
I
not
here?
Save the world now anyway, because thanks to you, there's a mountain troll waiting to eat us alive.
Don't mind me! Take your time!
So, are you going to fight him or not?
You're the one with the directions. You sort it out. I'm going over here.
Oh, no, hang on. Don't be like that. Now the troll's going to eat me. Pen!
Don't worry. We all have our domestic troubles.
Have you killed them yet, Neville?
Doing it! I said I'll do it! I'm doing it! See what I mean? I suppose you put up with a bit of grief for a bit of the other, don't you?
Oh, well, no, we're not, we don't, you
oh,
know.
Oh, really? You don't even get snoogle time?
No, not actual snoogle time as such, no.
Are you going to sort it or not?
Yes!
Right, so do we have to fight or not? Because we're supposed to be going to Lord Darkness's castle.
No, you're all right. You've got enough problems, mate. The castle's the second bar on the left.
Yeah, I told her it was the second on the left.
Come on, Darkness. You haven't eaten your gribble cake.
Yeah, I'm pretty full up, actually.
Oh, I'll have yours.
Oh, come on, Darkster. Get it down, you.
Darkster?
Yeah. That's your nickname. I just made it up.
Hey, where do we call him Stinky?
Even better. Come on, Stinky. Eat up.
Yes, you chaps love a bit of banter, don't you?
We can banter all day long, can't we, boys?
Oh, aye, all day long.
It's pretty much continuous banter with the lads.
Yes. Would anybody be hugely disappointed if we didn't banter quite so much? It just reminds me too much of school, you know.
Oh, you were in an all-boys school too?
Yes, the Glade School for evil necromancers and wizards. Fee-paying, of course.
I went to an all-boys school.
Why doesn't that surprise me?
I give up. Why doesn't it surprise you?
We were all boys in my puppy training class too. Does that count? From what I remember, we just yelped a lot and mounted each other.
Yeah, sounds like the old school to me.
This is all great fun, but we should probably start thinking about commencing the whole Reign of Evil triumvirate thing.
Oh, boring, Stinky.
But if we don't get on with the Reign of Evil, our moment of momentous history may pass like a shadow.
No, if we don't get on with the plan of evil...
I don't even sound like that.
No, I don't even sound like that.
I must insist we start our evil work. Evil doesn't just happen, you know. It takes an awful lot of admin.
I'm an elven warrior. I'm not doing admin.
Me neither.
After pudding, maybe.
I want to plunder.
Oh, aye, plunder.
Yes, and pillage.
Aye, pillage.
And ravage.
Pillaging will be fine for me.
But I command it. I am the Dark Lord.
Well, not with us, you're not. Here, you're just Stinky Darkster, one of the lads.
Have you ever had more fun in your life?
Apart from the eon I spent cast out in the eternal void, never.
Not so fast, Darkness.
Head for Solaire!
And Sam, thank you.
Fellow questers, we are here to save you from the evil one's clutches.
How did you guys get in? There's all sorts of guards and stuff.
We have battled the trolls and three-headed dogs and fire-breathing dragons which guard your castle. Well, one of us has. But we have emerged as the victors.
You mean you defeated them all?
No, she means we both changed our names to Victor.
Unhand them, Darkness. Your reign of terror is at an end.
My hands are nowhere near them.
Then come, fellow questers, bring the sword of Aznagar and let us away.
I think you'll find they have no interest in escaping with you, for the temptation of the sword's power has worked its magic upon them, and they are now in its thrall. Isn't that right, Lord Vida?
Yeah, a little bit.
What are you talking about? Dean, tell him.
Sorry, Princess, I quite like being evil. See, people look up to you, and for a dwarf, that's a novel experience.
You see, they've discovered the secret of life. It's more fun being bad.
But surely the Chosen One has not fallen prey to the evil curse?
No, absolutely not.
Then will you join us in the struggle against this new triumvirate?
But they've got biscuits.
So I'm afraid your little heroic interruption has been entirely wasted, and now you will die slowly in my dungeons while the entire world falls under my evil shadow.
I knew we should have stayed in the pub. We tried.
We have failed. Failed miserably.
That's it, then?
Yes. The end of the world as we know it. Soon the earth shall be covered in the shadow of evil, and the creatures of the night will have dominion over all living things, and the wailing wind will howl across the wilderness that was lower earth, and nothing shall exist but suffering and woe.
Right. Fancy a bunk up? Why don't we just go for it right here, right now?
What?
You know, snoogle time, me and you.
Ugh.
Oh, you're going to die anyway? Darkness is spreading across the land and so on. You said so yourself.
I am a chaste warrior,
yes,
princess.
Yes, 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 you have mentioned that.
But I suppose if it is the end of the world...
It is.
And we'll probably be the last two human beings left alive.
See, I knew we'd get it together if the conditions were right.
Very well, then. Let us ravish each other till the dawn breaks.
Stop, humans!
Oh, you've got to be kidding.
It is I, Creech. I am here to rescue you.
Yeah, not today, thank you.
A rescue? The gods are smiling on us.
They're not smiling on me. Look, can't you come back later? Say, 15 minutes.
There's no time to lose. Even now, Lord Darkness is preparing to kill your friends and take over the world.
10 minutes.
Now, before we hand over the sword, Stinky, let's run through our list of demands one more time.
Very well.
No shoelaces.
Right.
Or top shelves.
Of course.
Or cats.
And we take it in turns to hold the Sword of Aznagar on a rota basis, which Stinky has drawn up.
So nobody gets any funny ideas.
Absolutely.
Agreed?
Agreed.
Okay. So the first person who gets the sword is... Lord Darkness.
The Sword of Aznagar. In my hands at last. Now the world will suffer under my evil yoke for all eternity.
Yes, although according to the rota, we are due to swap over on Tuesday.
This way, hurry!
Where are we going?
To the Hall of Agonies. Lord Darkness is about to drop them in the cauldron of eternal void.
Why are you not with Lord Darkness? Why are you helping us?
Yeah, he's not helping me.
Yes, well, we had a falling out. I seek revenge because I'm the jealous type.
Oh, dear. You're having relationship problems.
Ah, yeah. Yeah, most of the time it's great, but then, you know, sometimes he'll be in a really good mood and I'll think, oh, we could have a nice chat here, and then he just goes silent and reads.
Oh, just switches off completely.
Exactly. Oh, and I think, well, you know, I'm doing my best, but this just isn't going to work if neither of us is communicating.
Isn't it awful the way Lord Darkness treats Creech?
Yeah, yes, terrible.
What's wrong with him?
Oh, he just wanted some snoogle time before we spent an age in the shadow of evil.
Oh, well, I don't mind a bit of snoogling.
Yeah, no, thank you. I'm not that desperate.
Well, wait till you've spent an age in the shadow of unspeakable evil.
Are those manacles a bit too tight?
Yes, they are, actually.
Good. In a moment, I will drop you all into the cauldron of eternal void. Do you have anything to say before you're cast out forever?
Not so fast, Darkness.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Pentheus and Leia.
And Sam.
My fellow Questers. We're so glad to see you, aren't we, Dean?
Hi, Lord. We're thrilled to bits.
Come on, Amos. Let's get you down from there.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Stop. Get back from... Hey, hang on. How did you escape the dungeon?
It was me, Lord.
What?
I freed them because you liked your new friends more than me.
You odious little worm.
Shall I fetch the pokers?
No. No torture for you.
Ooh, that is mean.
Sam, a bit of help?
Hi. Cast down, human.
No way. You two don't deserve to be rescued.
Oh, don't be silly, Sam. Just get them down.
Hey, I'm not taking any more orders from you, princess. It's not as though we're married. Although we might as well be, for all the snoogle time I get.
Prepare to die, Questers. Creature, give me a hand with this cauldron, will
you? Oh, now you need my help.
Don't be like that.
Stop it, all of you!
The Chosen One has the Sword of Asnagar.
I think we should all settle down a bit. I don't like it when everyone isn't friends.
Give me the sword now, Amos. There's a good chap. Drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it.
Give it to me, Chosen One.
You don't want to wield it.
Drop it to me.
Stop it! I hate it when you all argue. This sword has brought us nothing but unhappiness. I'm going to put it where it'll never see the light of day again.
Okay, hang on. At least let me undo my breeches.
Into the cauldron of eternal void.
Oh, right.
Well, that's just bloody typical, isn't it? Creech, get in there after it.
Of course, big one. Just give me a minute to get me trunks on.
Wait, the last time the sword was cast into the void, it resurfaced upon the Rock of Distraction.
She's right, you know.
I think it's pretty obvious where we're going next.
Yes, onwards, Questers, to the Pit of Destruction.
Rock of Destruction.
The Rock of Distraction, where the Sword of Asnagar awaits.